Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Aaron Hudson. The Trump administration says it may pull funding for California if the state doesn't ban transgender student athletes from female sporting events. So, Aaron, let's start off with having you tell us what the administration is saying now.
Yeah, so they're saying that the results of their investigation into Title IX, which requires schools to provide equal opportunities for girls and women, has come back, and they've found that the California Department of Education and the California Interscholastic Federation has violated the Title IX rules by not providing, by allowing transgender girls to compete in women's athletic events.
What is it that they want to see California and the CIF do?
Yeah, so what they want to see is they want to see California ban transgender girls from playing in girls' sports. They want to see them adopt biology-based definitions of sex and restore competition titles to the female athletes who were affected, which would mean that any trans girls who won titles, those titles would go to the other girls, the runners-up. And they also would like to see the state send personalized letters of apology to the athletes who were affected.
Now, they're giving them a 10-day window, which is not a whole lot of time.
No. And based on what we've heard, we did get a comment from the California Department of Education that basically said that the department believes all students should have the opportunity to learn and play at school, and we have consistently applied existing law. So it's unclear what the response might be.
How much?
But it seems like there may not be action.
How much funding could potentially be in jeopardy if the Department of Education decides to yank funding?
Yeah, so the federal funding is about $8 billion to California public schools. And the overall budget for California public schools is close to around $100 billion or more. So the federal funding is not a huge amount. But, you know, losing any funding for public schools is an issue.
The governor has long been an advocate for gay and lesbian rights, but in a podcast a couple months ago, he had said that he thought allowing transgender athletes to compete in female events was unfair. But then a spokesperson says they have no intention of voluntarily agreeing to the proposal that the federal government has offered up in this 10-day window.
Yeah, I mean, we have not gotten a comment from the governor's office at this time, so we're not sure yet, but it's definitely a story we're following very closely. And
is it one of those things where they want to point to California as an example, or you know, are they really going to, you know, light a match to $8 billion?
Well, this has been the Trump administration has threatened several states with funding halts over policies related to the transgender athletes. So this is definitely a national issue, and the administration has backed down in one fight with the state of Maine. So, you know, obviously what happens in California, everyone is watching, because it does speak to, you know, a national issue. So we know that it does have huge importance, but, you know, there's a spotty track record, I guess, of how things may go down.
Yeah, a lot of this is going to be decided in the courts, probably not in the next 10 days. But if you were a student athlete, it does kind of throw into question, you know, your training regimen and what you'll be facing when the season starts.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I know a lot of public schools, this is sort of the end of the school year. But of course, there's summer training. So, this is very disruptive.
Erin, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Erin Hudson with Bloomberg. You can hear our Tech and Business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, you can tune into Bloomberg Technology weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.